Molly.
Hi, sorry I'm late. It's just Miranda wanted some scarves from her mares, and she did tell me yesterday, but I forgot like an idiot, and so I freaked out, of course.
Emily, I need to talk to you.
But then I called Martine at home, and she opened the shop early. Whoa! Sorry. She opened the shop early for me, so I got them, which is great.
Okay, Emily, but when you come in, there's something I have to talk to you about.
Well, I hope it's not another Miranda problem.
Not exactly.
Well, good, because I've got so much to deal with before I go. I swear to God,
I don't care if she was going to fire you or beat you with a red-hot poker. You should have said no.
Emily, I didn't have a choice. Oh. You know how she is.
Please, that is a pathetic excuse.
Do you know what really just gets me about this whole thing? Is that, you know, you're the one who said that you don't really care about this stuff. You don't really care about fashion, you just want to be a journalist. And what a pile of bollocks!
Emily, I know you're mad. I don't blame you.
Face it, Andy. You sold your soul the day you put on that first pair of Jimmy Choos. I saw it. And do you know what really just kills me about this whole thing? It's the clothes that you're going to get. I mean, you don't deserve them. You eat carbs, for Christ's sake. God! So unfair.
Emily...
Just go.
Emily.
I said go.